BOU basketball, looking for a coach. We're breaking it down. There's no better place, Mitch, than Cougar Sports Saturday for deep dives. You and I, we are junkies. We were born in this fan base. We have lived every second of it, and we like to get down to the dirty details. My sneaky, sexy candidate, and look, sneaky and sexy are not two words you want to use around BYU very much, but I'm going to do it anyways, Mitch. Kevin Young, Phoenix Suns yes. assistant. That guy, to me, I don't think that you could lure him because he is in a great situation, but he is an ascending star in the NBA. And look, he survived a coaching change in the desert. So they get rid of Monty Williams. Monty wanted to bring him to Detroit. Frank Vogel gets the job, and he's like, we got to keep this guy. He's one of the highest paid assistant coaches in the NBA. You know, got some experience with the 76ers before going down to Phoenix. Like, this dude is going to be an NBA head coach on his current trajectory. If you could somehow land this dude, he's young. He could sell a vision. He's the one dude where if you just want to think outside the box and get crazy, I would be all for Phoenix Suns assistant Kevin Young.
I love that. I'm with you. I think Kevin Young is the Phoenix Suns associate head coach. I would love that, but you just, as you noted, he's on a career arc and a path to being a head coach in the NBA, and that's tough.
It'd be a hard sell.
It's tough to beat because BYU, college coaching, we talked about earlier, it's hard, and there are some places where recruiting gets a little bit easier. Mark Pope's going to experience that. BYU's not one of those easy places where you're going to have to turn every stone maybe until July to piece together rosters, unless you can have roster continuity. And NIL is not necessarily, like, it's better than people realize at BYU, but it's still a work in progress to improve. So does Kevin Young want to trade out, you know, coaching Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, Devin Booker for having to turn every stone and NIL fundraise?
Totally.
It's hard, but I'm with you. Like, if you could legitimately get him, I'm willing to take that flyer because I think that's appealing on the recruiting trail. Say, hey, I worked with Kevin Durant. I've worked with Devin Booker. Like,
Joel Embiid.
Teach
I'm
me.
Like, all these guys. So that would be – and look, Tom Homo, we do need to give him credit. He has thought outside the box before. For all the Kalanis and Mark Popes where it's like, okay, that's the logical guy, go get him. There's also an Amber Whiting in there too.
Yes.
Which was totally outside the box. So – we don't really know where this is going to go, but I will add this, Mitch. It's got to be fast. The guys are hitting the portal. Like, this can't be a typical BYU hire. It needs to be figured out in the next couple days.
And with Kevin Young, you got to think Danny Ainge's NBA connections. Now Danny Ainge is just, he's working with the Jazz.
But and Ainge goes to all the BYU home games.
He's heavily connected with Santiago and Homo. He can lend his insight and I'm sure he could give Kevin Young everything he needs to know about this job if it became a real possibility. So I like that name for BYU. That's for hour number one here at Cougar Sports Saturday. Hour number two, we'll continue to break down this BYU basketball program and what's next. And Tom Homo, speaking of him, he had a message late last night. We'll play that sound next here on Cougar Sports Saturday.